EYL University is the biggest online platform for education, but it's much, much more. It's actually a community. Our private Facebook group has over 8,000 members and 20 infinity groups. The students teach themselves just as much as the professors do. We have weekly webinars. We have over 100 past webinars. You get access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Real Estate Blueprint. You get access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. You get access to our monthly group chat investment calls and much, much more. So, go to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage of our limited offer. Blowout sale, 65% off of the annual membership. EYLUniversity.com right now and become an earner.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice.
They're going to combine the best of both worlds, crypto and the stock market, when Coinbase is making this IPO. If anybody doesn't know what Coinbase is the premier place for Americans to buy cryptocurrency. And now they're making their stock market debut on Wednesday, highly anticipated IPO.
They're saying $100 billion.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Coinbase's IPO?
To the moon.
I
don't have any other take. I know you guys are going to actually to invest in it. Investing has risk, but do I think it'll be a formidable player? Absolutely. I think it'll be one of the biggest. When we look back over this decade, if we are making a hard transition to digital currencies, they are going to be the number one player. I'm looking at them like a PayPal back in the day when they were
Good comparison.
I think Coinbase is going to be. And some of you know, like my little crypto horror stories, that's why I tell you I'm not biased. This is going to be one of the biggest, I think, over the next 5 years.
You know why I love it? A couple of reasons, but again, I'm always like, when I'm thinking about investing, I'm like, what's Shadi gonna ask me? How's he gonna make me not do this trade? And so if you think about it, right, Coinbase, the platform, how many ETFs are gonna try to grab this up? Like, think about that. How many
of them that need gains? Almost, right? So all of them.
You gotta think on a number of levels, right? If any ETF is in the blockchain space, they're gonna definitely have to grab this up. If anyone is in the fintech space, they're definitely going to grab this up. And so two of the ones we always talk about, and we said it here, Block, obviously, is a blockchain ETF. You think they're not going to add Coinbase to their ETF at a large allocation? You think Cathie Wood is not sitting at her desk thinking, this might fit in ARKF, right? This has the potential to be extremely big. But you know what's even crazier is that on top of them going public, it now opens the door for a Bitcoin ETF. Think about that.
Which would be huge. And can I give them a little gem that we never talked about before?
Go ahead.
They got funding from Y Combinator. Y Combinator has given funding to damn near all the best companies over the last 10 years. And this one's not going to be a miss. Like, if they find the talent and fund it, they have a great chance. I want you guys to go to Google. Look at Y Combinator and see who they funded. Quiz time. Who is Y Combinator funded over the last?
They've been listening. They should know.
We did an episode on this.
Yeah, they should know.
We did an episode on it. Shout out to
my God.
We gotta come on, Troy. You the research.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah. I know it's like episode 87 or something like that.
My guy, he's a young man. He got a gaming company. He got funded from Y Combinator. Yep. And he's the first one that actually came on EYL and broke that down. That was months ago.
Yeah.
Shout out.
And another one, big of Stripe, they're going to be. It's payment space, Coinbase. But also, did you hear Peter Thiel's take on Bitcoin? That he thinks it's almost like financial treason. It was a very interesting take.
Financial treason?
Yeah, because if that is a leading asset that we're going to put all of our money into and it wasn't founded by us, and let's say it has a Chinese founder, what if all of this is a ploy to finish destroying the dollar? Oil is gone. So if now crypto becomes top of mind, top of market share, and a yuan gets pushed in, they can make China go into it. The dollar gets destroyed. Oil is done. Tesla is now taken off to the moon. His case study is that maybe this was a act of financial terrorism to destroy the dollar. It's a little bit deep, Alex Jones, Umar-ish.
Shadi's conspiracy, right? Shadi's conspiracy brain is ringing.
I think it's worth taking a peek at to see. Very interesting take. And for those of you who don't know, Peter was one of the founders in PayPal Mafia of PayPal. And he's pro crypto. So that's why the take was interesting. And this is a good point. You should always look at the downside of every investment that you're going to make to see what's wrong with it. And so you can make a case against yourself. But I thought that take was very interesting and well thought out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. And so that's why, I think the safest way is to do the Bitcoin ETF. And it sounds like it's far-fetched, but the two companies. So, I had to dive into the research. I said, let me see who's invested in it. Like, this would be so new, right? This would be the easiest way to own Bitcoin. Because even now, when people invest in what they think in the stock market is Bitcoin, it really isn't. It's just portfolios that have exposure to Bitcoin.
Yeah.
This is completely different. And so, lo and behold, who do you see who has applied for Bitcoin ETFs? Who has put in the application? Lo and behold, Fidelity has applied, as well as VanEck. And if you are in SMH, you should know VanEck. It's a VanEck vector. It's one of the ETFs. It's changed our lives. Shout out to SMH. But they've applied. And so it takes I read up on this. It takes like 45 days for the application to be reviewed, and either it gets denied, it gets approved, or it gets an extension. And so obviously the SEC is, old folks, and they don't want new things happening. And so what they most likely will do is delay it. I think the farthest you can delay it out is like 240 days.
Yeah.
And so by 2022, we could be sitting here and having a Bitcoin ETF. And wouldn't that just be a game changer?
Yeah, because the ETF now, what's it called?
GTBC.
Yeah, that's
yeah, more grayscale.
It's more of an index fund where it mirrors the movement of Bitcoin, but you don't actually own any Bitcoin if you're invested in that. Like I said, it just mirrors the movement of Bitcoin. So this would be something different. But yeah, I think it's just a matter of time, not just Bitcoin, but just cryptocurrency in general. They'll have ETFs for crypto.
It's crazy.
The same way they have ETFs for stocks.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be crazy.
And that's why I always say, it's not, one or the other. And it's like all of this stuff plays a part in each other. And, you see cryptocurrency merging into the stock market and vice versa. From ETFs, from Coinbase going public, from a variety of different things. So, all of this stuff works together. So you need to learn and be educated on all this stuff. You can't just say, okay, I'll never learn about crypto, because it's here to stay. It's obvious. And it's not like it's a lone wolf. It's merging with, the much larger big brother, which is the stock market.
They said, it was an interesting article. They said in 2004, GDX came. Right. And it changed the way that we invested in gold. And so they see the same type of potential with investing in Bitcoin ETF. So that'd be interesting to watch. And definitely something that we're going to play a part in. No denying that.
Also, for those of you that are interested in marijuana and you've been waiting for the marijuana boom, you need to look. We talked about it before. Look for the same process. So once institutional adoption happens and then there's legalization, that will be your green light to then invest. Before that, hope and a prayer. But once the institutions got involved, like we talked about last year, that's what's causing the push to go up. And the institutions are getting involved because they need higher gains. So be mindful of that. That's not there yet, but the same process, go study what happened with crypto and why it's being adopted. But also we talked about the fracturing, and based on a recession, fund managers needed gains, and Bitcoin will give them to you. You can get 7 to 12% in an hour sometime in crypto. So if you can kind of tie those gains into the market, and if there's stability there and enough managers hop in, Bitcoin could move like NASDAQ. And for those of you who trade NASDAQ, you know how damn fast that thing moves. It's going to be very interesting to see over the next 5 years.
So then we got to see if there's going to be future contracts, if there's going to be option contracts.
So that's,
They have Ethereum and Bitcoin futures already. So they already have been laying a path. They've just been quiet about it. They're laying that track.
The
drawdown on a Bitcoin option,
the way that thing
80% down in the day. Be careful,
crypto option.
Rashad had told me to be careful. We got to put the disclaimer on screen when we talk about the Bitcoin ETF.
What you mean it dropped 80%?
I just got it 9 minutes ago.
Dogecoin.
Stop filled.
Oh my gosh,
hey, a dollar Dogecoin for 2023.
To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.